Joining me today is Rick Hess, my co-host of the Education Gadfly Show. Rick, you've been stirring up some buzz here on the Common Core State Standards and Assessments front. You've got some concerns about the through-course assessments they're developing. First, tell us what the heck a through-course assessment is, and then explain to us why you're worried.
Through-course assessment is simply when you say, hey, instead of testing kids just at the end of the year, we're going to test them at certain points throughout the course. So the PART Consortium, for instance, is right now, I believe, looking at three interim assessments. So you're testing basically every 9 weeks, three during the year and then the end of the year. You know, this is good test design. It gives you a chance to get a gauge of where kids are, give feedback, all of which is to the good. Problem is that if you're doing this attached to Common Core standards, and if you are designing these assessments with an assumption about scope and sequence and learning content, that you pretty much said to every school that's going to be assessed on this stuff that you need to make sure you cover the right material in each 9 week unit. Given that charter schools, for instance, are expected to take these state assessments and be gauged on them, real quick, you wind up in a position where you're telling charter schools not only what do they have to cover in the course of an academic year, but what units they've got to be covering in any given 9 week window.
Right. So the old bargain used to be that you had to take the state test once a year, towards the end of the year, but otherwise there was some flexibility about how you got your students ready for that test. Now that the test would be more frequent, it would be more aligned to the curriculum, then there's a lot less flexibility for schools. So, I mean, you can understand why they would head in this direction in terms of making the assessments more useful, more rigorous, tied to the curriculum. But what's the compromise? I mean, how can we solve this problem of allowing the assessments to move forward into the next kind of phase of development, but also not impeding school autonomy?
That's kind of a $64,000 question. The most worrisome thing is just that folks who worry about school autonomy haven't really been part of the conversation. You know, the folks driving the Common Core, for the most part, think very highly of Finland and Singapore and aren't particularly concerned about school autonomy. So the first step is just to make sure that folks from the charter world, that folks who are worried about protecting the opportunity for customization at places like School of One, get in this mix. Second thing is, there's a number of potential compromises. You might imagine an opt-out to a summative assessment where for qualifying schools, say charters or whatnot, that they were permitted to opt into an alternative once-a-year assessment structure rather than taking, the typical through assessment that's going to be offered to the majority of district schools. You might imagine that schools can opt that they'll take the through-course assessments, but that those questions would not be used for purposes of gauging school performance under state accountability frameworks. I think once you get into the conversation, there's probably a number of reasonable ways to start working towards sensible solutions, but those just haven't been on the agenda thus far.
All right. Well, thank you for putting it on the agenda, Rick. This is really important. As a group that supports the Common Core initiative generally, but also is very interested in school-level autonomy, this is something that we see as critically important to figure out. Thanks again, Rick Hess from the American Enterprise Institute and the co-host of the Education Gadfly Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure, bud.